the state of Michigan has a $460 million projected revenue shortfall, according to new estimates released yesterday. And it's facing two crises, the Flint water scandal and the scandalous situation in the Detroit public schools, where money to pay some teachers runs out in June. So how will Michigan Republican Governor Rick Snyder handle this? Much was made of the fact that he was a non-politician, an accountant, and CEO before first running for office in 2010. And he joins us now from Lansing. Governor Snyder, welcome.
It's great to be with you.
Well, you have a lot on your plate. As you know, some are seeing the Flint water crisis as an absolute failure of your thinking that you can run a government like a business. And those, by the way, are the words of T.J. Buchholz, who advised former Michigan governors. And one of your former aides, Dennis Shornack, told MLive, the Michigan news organization, that under you, decisions were driven by spreadsheets. The rap is that politicians get out and listen to people. You didn't, even when they brought poisoned water to your Capitol. So has this changed your thinking about how to run government?
Well, Robin, those are just two people's opinions. And what I would say, I don't think they accurately reflect the situation. It is a terrible crisis, and we've been working hard to fix it. This was a failure of government at multiple levels, but in particular the state level. We really had a case where water quality experts, that had been with the state for decades in at least one case, made some poor decisions. And essentially $150 a day of chemicals weren't added to help protect the pipes. We've got a lot of great people working for the state, but this was a failure point.
Well, you know, Governor Snyder, I have to say I'm surprised that you're not maybe being more introspective about your management style. A member of the task force that you appointed, Eric Rothstein, said if your people didn't tell you what emails clearly show they knew long before October 2015 when you said you found out about the water crisis, that's a huge problem that a lot of people knew about this right in your office and didn't tell you. If they did tell you, or if you saw all the reporting on it before then, that's a huge problem. Do you think you were too bunkered in looking at, as I said, spreadsheets and numbers and not listening to people?
Well, again, that's a separate question. I think there were communication issues that we need to improve, and we've taken a lot of steps to make improvements in that. I've made it clear that, again, these people were on my watch. I'm responsible for the whole state, so I took responsibility for that, and we've done a number of steps in terms of putting improvement performance measures in place to make sure that doesn't happen again. I made it clear in the state of the state. I want to hear about these issues, and I need to hear about them so we can take prompt action to address them.
Well, what happens now? You have laid out a 75-point plan for fixing Flint, proposed $230 million in spending. As of March, about $70 million of that has been secured, but the state's already spent $22 million. I mean, the numbers are incredible. And now you have these budget shortfalls.
What I would say is it's actually not a budget deficit. What we had recently happen just yesterday was they did consensus revenue adjustments, and those revenue forecasts weren't as strong. So we're just not growing as much as previously forecast. So what we'll need to do is scale back some of the investments that I proposed in my budget. But with respect to Flint and Detroit public schools, those are investments that I still believe firmly need to happen.
And what do you do about the schools? Detroit school systems in hundreds of millions of dollars of debt, one of the lowest literacy rates in the country. And then we have this immediate issue of teachers who spread their salaries over the summer to sustain them now aren't going to get that money, reportedly, after June. So how do you address that?
Well, again, the issue of Detroit schools has been a major challenge point for a long time.
Yeah.
And so over a year ago, I proposed what I thought was a good solid solution to really address many of these questions. The Senate has passed that plan, and the House passed a different plan. So now we're working through reconciling those two plans to put something in place to take care of the kids, because the priority needs to be on the kids of Detroit.
What about you making a comeback after a pretty terrible national black eye over Flint? What do you have to do as governor? It's one thing to have all these plans, but you have to have people have faith in you. How do you do that?
You just keep working. You just keep on working on putting solutions in place and moving forward. And that's what's been happening. Again, we've seen a lot of progress in Flint with respect to a Medicaid waiver program that I think was an excellent program. We've replaced fixtures in the schools. Again, we're continuing to provide emergency supplies. We've improved nutrition opportunities in terms of food bank. We've done things with early childhood education programs. We were working on economic development programs to bring more jobs to Flint. And in Detroit, again, there's been a a solid proposal for a solution for some time, and we're working through the legislative process. So on both those issues, you just work hard on solving the issues and moving forward.
We mentioned your business background. There's a guy running for president with a business background. You were once touted as a possible vice president. Are you supporting Donald Trump?
I'm actually staying out of the presidential election process at this point. As you went through a list at the start of this conversation, I've got some major issues here in Michigan, and the way I view it is you only had limited time and resources to put on issues, and my priority are these Michigan issues.
Any advice for businessman Donald Trump from former businessman Rick Snyder?
I let people make their own decisions about what they see value in and not, and I'm going to keep on working Michigan issues.
That's Michigan Governor Rick Snyder. Governor Snyder, thank you, and good luck to you.
Thank you.